Okay, now chemo. Now, there has been a persistent myth that chemo does not work in ER plus disease. This is not true. The proportional reductions in risk are the same in ER negative and ER positive disease. They're the same in young women and in older women. They're the same in node negative, node positive. The one simplicity that comes out of virtually everything in breast cancer is that for every question, pretty well, the relative risk, the proportional risk reduction is independent of the patient characteristics. And obviously, if you're looking at an endocrine treatment, then it does depend on whether you've estrogen receptor positive or negative. But other than that, it doesn't depend on the tumor characteristics either. So you can just say whatever your risk is going to be, then we'll be able to knock a certain fraction off it. So the proportional reductions are the same always. Okay, so I want to look at just old 1980s chemotherapy, for example, 4-HC. You can do better than that, but versus no adjuvant chemo. And I want to look separately ER negative and ER positive. There's 10,000 randomized in the older trials. Then what about adding a taxane? You know, going to 1990s chemotherapy, like say 4-HC with taxane versus 4-HC alone. Well, there's 10,000 randomized in trials where you've got the same chemo here and here. The only difference is that you add a taxane on the left side and not on the right side. And for that, you know, 10,000 isn't enough to really answer this reliably, but it's enough to show that something's going on.